Thank you for calling Customer Support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I received a charge on my debit card from your company that I have no knowledge of signing up for and am seeing what I have to do to get a refund.
Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
My name is Katie Beach, B-E-E-C-H. And it's 39531.
39531?
Yes, ma'am. Quick commercial break. When we get back, two things will happen. We will test how far we go for our friends and my best friend we do it. There we go.
And could you verify your mailing address?
2151 Floyd Drive, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. And I do see there is a contest entered for a kitchen mixer. In order to be eligible, you'll decide to be enrolled in our meal planning app called Bites Up. Do you recall trying to claim that mixer or entering the subscription for Bites Up?
I don't care about the mixer at all. I didn't realize I had to sign up for something that was $60 in order to enter a contest. It didn't tell me that on there.
Yes, ma'am. It stated in the terms and conditions that you have to be enrolled in Bites Up. That's where they pick the winners from every 30 days. It's for meal planning. It gives you recipes to cut back on carbs and sugar.
Okay, well, is there a way to unenroll me and to get a refund?
So if you would like to try it out at least, we can offer you a $20 monthly rate to continue.
No, I'm not interested.
So I can go ahead and have your subscription canceled. That stops any future billings. We can offer a $55 refund. There's a $5 non-refundable sign-up fee.
That's fine.
It takes 3 to 5 days for that to post. Would you like the cancellation number?
Yes, let me see a pin, Kelly. Yeah, just something to jot something on. All right, what is that?
So it's C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
9207.
Okay. Okay.
95-34-5. Okay. Cancellation. And that refund will post in 3 to 5 days.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.